The Right to Education Act came into effect in India yesterday, legalizing the right to free and compulsory education for all children between the ages of 6 and 14. This is seen as a major step towards achieving the United Nations Millennium Development Goal, under which all children complete primary school by 2015. We spoke to Angela Walker, Chief of Advocacy in UNICEF, to find out about some of the challenges facing the right to education in India.
Well, there are currently an estimated 8 million out-of-school children right now here in India. And yes, it is an enormous undertaking. But even within the last 5 years, there have been a number of important changes that are happening. There is the political will there now to get these children into school. That's very important. And it will be a huge sea change in having equity so that all members of the society will have access to school and to that quality education. The big challenge will be to train an estimated 1 million teachers, those who are already teaching who may not have the adequate skills they need, but also bringing in new teachers for this 8 million children who will be going into schools. It is a huge undertaking, but the national government is committed and states are coming up with their own plans. An important component of this legislation as well is going to be involving community members themselves. And a certain percentage of those people who will be making up these community-level committees will be from women and from minority groups. So you're going to be addressing some of these disparities at the community level.